You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The music of the stars. 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 The music of the stars.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Alfred Hitchcock, and this is Music to be Murdered By. It is mood music in a jugular vein, and I hope you like it. Our record requires only the simplest of equipment, an ordinary phonograph needle, a 4-inch speaker, and a 38 caliber revolver. Naturally, the record is long playing, even though you may not be. So why don't you relax, lean back and enjoy yourself until the coroner comes.
Stars out tonight. I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have eyes for you, dear. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky, 'cause I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in a garden or on a crowded avenue. You
Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from
circulation again. Tell me, my dear, are the bats out tonight? Let's forget them while we have a bite. For I only have eyes for you, dear.
I'll be yours, you'll be mine, while we're floating on shroud number 9. For I only have eyes for you.
This is a special kind of a moment. I'd like to sink my teeth into zombies go by, but their heads disappear from you, 'cause I just want a neck.
Oh, I just want a neck.
It was inevitable that I would make a record. After all, my measurements are 33 1/3, 45, and 78. Music to be murdered by was conceived in response to thousands of requests from members of my television audience. The program seems to have inspired them to murder, but did not furnish the proper atmosphere for it. It seems that during the commercials, the victims kept jumping up and leaving the room. Very annoying. This album will contain no commercials, but I would like to say a kind word for your friendly neighborhood mortician. Our next number is dedicated to him. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll never smile again.
These are the Ink Spots.
I'll never smile again until I smile at you. I'll never laugh again. What good would it do? For tears would fill my eyes, my heart would realize that our romance is through. I'll never love again. I'm so in love with you. I'll never thrill again to somebody new. Within my heart, I know I will never start to smile again until I smile at you.
I'll never smile again, darling, unless I smile at you. I'll never laugh again. What good would that do? For tears would fill my eyes. My heart would realize that our romance, honey child, it's true.
I'll never love again. I'm so in love.
with you.
I'll never thrill again to somebody new. Within my heart, I know I will never start to smile again until I smile at you.
I trust that everyone is enjoying the music. As the title of the album suggests, this was meant for your listening pleasure while you are being done in. However, anyone may listen. We have no intention to discriminate. After all, the murderer has as much right to enjoy himself as his victim. Which brings me to this very practical aspect of our album. If you turn the volume up very loud, it will drown out screams.
Finally found fella, almost completely divine, but his vocabulary is killing this romance of mine. We get into an intimate situation, and then begins this character's conversation. He says murder, he says. Every time we kiss, he says murder, he says. At a time like this, he says murder, he says. Is that the language of love? He says solid, he says. Takes me in his arms and says solid, he says. Meaning all my charms, he says solid, he says. Is that the language of love? He says, chick, chick, you torture me, zoo. Are we living? I'm thinking of leaving him flat. He says, dig, dig, the jumps the old ticker is giving. He can talk plainer than that. He says, murder, he says. Every time we kiss, he says, murder, he says. Keep it up like this and that, murder, he says. In that impossible tone, we'll bring on nobody's murder. But his own. He says, Jackson, he says, and my name's Marie. He says, Jackson, he says, shoot the snoop to me. He says, Jackson, he says. Is that the language of love? He says, mm-hmm. When he likes my hat, he says, what the heck is that? He says, woo woo, he says. Is that the language of love? He says, hep hep with helium. Now, babe, we're cooking, and other expressions to wit. He says, we're in the groove, and the groove is good looking. Sounds like his uppers don't fit. He says, murder, he says. Every time we kiss, he says, murder, he says. Keep it up like this and that, murder, he says. In that impossible tone, we'll bring on nobody's murder but his own.
kiss in the misty light. Footsteps that you hear down the hall. The laugh that floats on the summer night. That you can never quite recall.
Yeah, now let me see.
And you see Laura on the train that is passing through. Those eyes, how familiar they seem. She gave your very first kiss to you. That was Laura, but she's only a dream.
Are you one of the frightened? It must have happened to you at some time in your life. You meet a completely strange set of people. They come into your life just as suddenly as they leave, and they leave you to wonder for the rest of your days. Was it real? Did you dream them all up? And why were you chosen of all people to encounter them? Here, have a glass of port while I tell you the strange story of Henry Harper, a traveling salesman. It was in Shanghai, I think, shortly after the Second World War, that Henry Harper had his curious experience. Now, Henry Harper was a rug salesman, which has very little to do with the story, except perhaps to explain that he was a man who was used to hotels, sleeping away from home, and constantly traveling in strange cities far from his native London. So it was that Henry Harper found himself in an obscure Shanghai hotel, a guest for one night. In the morning, he had an important appointment with one of the wealthiest dealers in the city. Henry Harper was tired. The noisy, jostling Shanghai streets, a veritable melting pot of races, creeds, and colors, had given him a headache. His eyeballs were scorched from the afternoon sun. So it was that when night came, Henry Harper was more than ready for bed. He'd unpacked all his luggage, attired himself in pajamas, and read himself to sleep, as has been his custom for many years. But he had fallen asleep with the lights on. It was perhaps an hour or two later that Henry Harper stirred restlessly in his bed. His eyes were still closed, but a curious scratching noise came to his ears. Now, Shanghai street noises had abated somewhat. Now the scratching sound filled the tiny hotel room. Henry Harper sat erect peevishly and opened his eyes to see what the disturbance was. Well, he was hardly prepared for the sight that greeted him. Seated at the dresser in the room, just at the foot of his bed, her back to him, was a lovely Eurasian woman, busily combing her hair as nice as you please. The woman's hair was fantastically long, its black length trailing down her shoulders to the floor. Henry Harper could only gape as the comb in the lady's hand ran briskly through the beautiful hair with easy feminine strokes. It was the noise of the comb drawing through the hair that had awakened Henry Harper. Before he could open his mouth to speak to the lady, she encountered some difficulty. The comb became snarled in the clump of her hair. Without a moment's hesitation, the lady lifted her head off her shoulders and disentangled the comb from her hair. Henry Harper had seen enough. With terror chilling his brain, he sprang out of bed and flung into the room next to his like a wild man. Four bland Chinese were seated round a deal table having a quiet game of cards. Henry screamed to them about the woman in his room who had removed her head before his very eyes. The four Chinese smiled up at Henry Harper. "Oh, that," they said in chorus, "that's nothing. We can all do that." Whereupon they all, in turn, lifted their heads off their shoulders. So you see, Henry Harper had quite an experience. Of course, no one at the sanitarium believes this, but there you are. I suppose people always expect traveling salesmen to have a lot of funny stories to tell. Oh, by the way, help yourself to a cigar while I step through the wall here and go down to the cellar for another bottle of port. I do hate to take the long way.
My next remarks will be directed to those of you who have already been murdered. I hope you listen closely. By now you have learned the sad truth, that being a murder victim can be inconvenient at times. There is a lack of certain bodily comforts. You may already be on a cold slab in a drafty morgue, or you may be back at the scene of the crime, still warm and limber, waiting wearily while your murderer decides what to do with the body. This is the knottiest problem connected with murder. That is, unless your assassin is the highly original gentleman I once knew. He waits until rigor mortis sets in, and then uses his victims for bookends. They make charming conversation pieces.
Thank you.
Thus far, this album has provided musical accompaniment to make your passing pleasant. Our next number is designed to drown out the sound of shovels. Music to be buried by. Of course, your assassin may have made burial unnecessary. So, if you are completely encased in cement and are teetering on the edge of a pier, please try not to pay attention to this next number. It is not meant for you. As for the others, if you spend your evenings watching murder instead of doing it yourself, you may recognize this.
Long prairie. as true as can be, you'll see. So don't be afraid, little darling. Come on now, don't you turn away. Just you forget your fears and let me dry your tears. Tell me you let me stay. Give me a chance, little darling, to show you how sweet a love can be. You're gonna shine and you'll find the world's your valentine. If you just trust in me, oh, come on now. Don't be afraid, little darling. Your love is all I'm living for. Yes, I'm living for the day I'm gonna hear you say, you're not afraid of me anymore. Don't be afraid, little darling. Your love is all I'm living for. Yes, I'm living for the day I'm gonna hear you say, you're not afraid of me.
You just put that needle in what is known as my flip side. I won't be able to sit down for a week. This record, by the way, is unbreakable, but not bulletproof, so I urge you to be careful. I can't put this too strongly. Please don't stain the rug. Put bullet holes in the walls or indulge in any unseemly struggling because it creates a bad impression. People might think you are the type that throws wild parties. It is undignified actions of this kind that give murder a bad name.
Music of the Stars for the holiday.
Perhaps I should mention that we have decided that this, the flip or homicide, is a little special. a little too macabre for the squeamish. Therefore, we have labeled it for juveniles only. Adults will not be permitted to listen unless they are accompanied by their children.
Homer and Jethro, stand by for me.
Wanted for murder, wanted for murder by the songwriting clan. We massacre their pretty tunes, amputate their moons and junes, sing the songs like crazy loons. We're wanted for murder by the songwriters of our land. It started with Over the Rainbow, for that we should be hung. You'd never recognize it as the song that Judy sung. Then we murdered Baby It's Cold Outside, and sure caused quite a fuss. For that crime we had little Junie Carter helping us. We're wanted for murder, wanted for murder, wanted for murder by the songwriting clan. We massacre their pretty tunes, amputate their moons and tunes, sing the songs like crazy loons. We're wanted for murder by the songwriters of our land.
Well, the Battle of Old New Orleans may go down in history, but the Battle of Cucamonga was our best atrocity. And then we sunk the Bismarck in her own way, that's a fact. Now the writer of it bought a gun, don't tell him where we're at.
That doggy in the winter, we hound dogged him real good. And poor old Elijah, we set fire to his wood. Take warning, you songwriters, from New York to Nashville. We're scouring all the latest hits for a brand new song to kill. We're wanted for murder, wanted for murder, wanted for murder by the songwriting clan. We massacre their pretty tunes, amputate their moons and tunes, sing the songs like crazy loons. We're wanted for murder by the songwriters of our
land. Are you still with us? The difficulty with this album is that we keep losing listeners, leaving me feeling like a man wandering about in a self-service mortuary. Our next number is a request. It is for Mr. and Mrs. Cyril Schwicky of Ashtabula, Kansas. At least, I sincerely hope Mrs. Schwicky is still with us. The song is Lover, Come Back to Me. If she is not around, her husband can listen to it in the basement while he waits for the cement to dry.
The music of the stars, he said in his deepest voice. For Halloween, of course. Oh, by the way, all these programs are podcast at civicmedia.us. What you do is you get on to civicmedia.us, look for shows, and scroll down. Okay, we're on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name's Lou Vergani, and thank you, Alfred, for hosting. News at 9 o'clock Central. Then we're back till high noon on most of these Civic Media Radio Network stations.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.